And you want a drink of water, you have to go to the sink and turn on the
faucet.
And if you had some cider in a barrel and you want some, you turn on
the faucet.
You would call it tap.
Oh, some of them probably would. I think I just call it the faucet.
You would call it spigot?
Spigot, some of them probably do. They call that, some of them call it the spigot, it, you know, at the
sink.
At the sink, at the lavatory, call it the spigot.
You had some liquid, you wanted to pour it in a bottle. You could see that you'd make a mess, so you better go get a
funnel.
And if you want the horses to go a little faster, you can use your
have a whip, or either get up and slap them with the line.
Would you say what's the thing, the long black thing, if you hit them with a
whip?
You might not, probably wouldn't use that though.
Well, I have already.
You
a bunch of horses, you know, when you're out in the field and they're a little bit slow, and one's maybe a little slower, we generally carry a little stick or a little rod and goose them up a little.
Mm-hmm.
Call it a whip or a stick or something like that.
And you, what does that do? You say something's them up. It what? Goose them up, you say?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you said? I couldn't catch the word. I didn't hear.
You mean to get them
to
go a little faster?
Yeah, what did you say?
Well, goose them up a little, I said, but then that isn't a very good name.
I just hadn't heard it. It's just slang,
you know. It's,
they used to have what they called blacksnake, too, didn't they?
Yeah. Uh-huh. If you got a little time, I'll tell you a story on my brother Dave. He's a little younger, and we were planting corn in Missouri, and we had one horse. He was a little slow, Old Joe, they called him. We called him Old Joe, and he had a stick with a little pointing nail at the end. He'd goose him up a little, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he got done rolling. He was rolling the ground, and I was planting, and he got done rolling before I got through planting, and he went out on the road, and just for fun of it, he put his took his straw hat off and put it on that stick and put it up like that. And Old Joe didn't have blind bridle, and he seen that, and away he went. He run off with Old Joe. You don't have to put that down if you don't want to.
Okay. Now, if you went to the grocery store to buy some groceries, and you bought quite a few, they might put them in a box, but they might put them in a paper
sack. Paper bag.
You'd use either one, paper bag.
Well, the paper sack or paper bag.
Shopping bag, some kind of
color. Shopping bag.
And if you got 100 pounds of flour, it would probably be in a cloth
bag, sack, cloth sack or bag.
Either one. Uh-huh. 100 pounds of potatoes would be in a.
That'd be about the same.
Burlap
sack. Yeah.
Is that the same as a gunny sack?
Well, yes. I was going to mention that to you, gunny sack. Some call them a gunny sack. Burlap.
If you had a large amount of cider, you might keep it in a great big
barrel. Cider barrel.
And if you had quite a quantity of nails, you might be in a wooden, you buy a whole
keg. I've used a lot of them in my time.
And if you're carrying some wood in your arm, you had quite a bit of it in your arm.
Armful of wood.
You wouldn't say that's quite a turn of wood?
Why wouldn't I just call it an armful, I guess?
You would call it a turn.
That's it.
If you had a wood in your arm, you'd call it